When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The text line, as I said, it's been going off this morning with this news. The upgrade on what's happening with the Gabba and other venues around the place. It's not locked in, set in stone yet. But boy, when John Coates talks, plenty of people listen. 0467 736 736. Who better to go to, Heels, and to get a gauge on all of this is our finest sports writer and Crash Craddock, Robert Craddock from the Courier-Mail. Crash, big news, broken by the Courier-Mail this morning, front page, inside, back page, etc. It looks like the Gabba redevelopment is off the cards.
Yeah, it does, and I think you've read it well, Pat. John Coates is so influential. Look, cricket's the big loser out of this. Let's just say that candidly. I mean, I think that this sentences the Gabba to be the number five test venue in Australia for the next 20 years. So, you know, that's a setback. They were counting on this and they thought they had it and it's gone. But it just became political poison, the Gabba, Pat, the redevelopment. Like, so with an election looming this year, both sides were sort of terrified, given the public's more concerned about youth crime, cost of living, housing. And redoing a sports stadium was very much down the list.
And there was a lot more to do than just the one stadium too. Has it been made easy, therefore, to the state government by the Olympic committees?
Well, it hasn't. But there's a few different threads to it, Hills, isn't there? Like Suncorp Stadium now looks like getting the opening ceremony and closing ceremony, which no one was pushing for that, honestly. And that means the athletics can't be there. It'll have to go to Nathan. And, you know, so it's a bitsy sort of thing. But they asked a lot of the governments, but the government was in for it. And,
yes.
And the federal government is half funding it. So, unfortunately, it's just the way it is.
Do we know, and that's probably too early to ask about funding now, but, you know, obviously the number that was bandied around continually was the $2.7 billion for the Gabba. Then there was the school, which created the emotion and the passion about the debate. That looks like it's off the map now. And, you know, there'll be hundreds of millions spent, but it'll be spent apparently at Suncorp and apparently at Nathan.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because they'll get away with a fraction of that spending at Suncorp. It's not a – Patty, you've been to a million games. Suncorp never struck me as a classical venue for the opening ceremony of the Olympics. I have to say it. You know, and I put it in a piece this morning. People walking down Caxton Street from China, Japan, Malaysia, Germany saying, who's that statue? Who's this guy, Wally Lewis? I've never heard of him. So there is that. And Pat, the other point I'll ask you about is – they're saying that, and I get this too, they're saying, oh, well, the athletic centre at Nathan was the great white elephant out of the 1982 Commonwealth Games. Let's be honest about that. It's done nothing in 40-odd years, really. It's just sat there. And sure, it's been functional, but it has been grandiose in no way at all. And I can see that being the case again because they're saying, oh, we'll leave that as a legacy athletics stadium. Really? For what? The Queensland Championships? Like, there's no major sport. Well, I'll put it to you, Pat. Tell me the major sport that will develop, will benefit greatly from a redeveloped stadium at Nathan post-games.
You're right, Crash. You won't need something that big and something of that magnitude going forward, given that we have a stadium already built that hosts AFL and cricket, and we have a world-class stadium that holds the rugby league and the rectangular sports. So, yeah, you're right. But something's got to be done to host the track and field because it's a massive money spinner for the games. And, we as part of the deal, you have to have a training track. So it ticks a lot of boxes. What they can do with it post I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to become a little more innovative. They are using it.
Will that be the best athletics track and facility in the country if when redone?
Oh, if it's not, it's an absolute crime.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
That it has to be state of the art. It has to be superb. It has to be the pace setter. And that's fine. And I love that, you know, the fact that, you know, it's not a bad idea developing out there. But I'm just saying we can't kid ourselves that it's a major legacy project. The Gabba was a major legacy project.
Yes.
Cricket and AFL were going to benefit from it. But that's off the table now, and they'll have to make other arrangements. And as I said, that won't get a dollar spent on the Gabba before the game. So there's 8 years. And the state will be so impoverished after it. You wouldn't want to be going in for a renovated stadium in the few years after it. So that's why Heels and Newman on the Queensland board, you will have to address this, that for the next 20 years, the Gabba, which has been left behind by Adelaide and Perth, they've been redeveloped, and of course Sydney and Melbourne are high up the list, will be the number 5 venue in Australia. That's just a fact.
We might be number 6 if you throw Marvel. If they get Marvel's facility right, the on-field facility, we could be number 6. Are our attitudes big enough here, Crash? You know, can we do this? Can we carry this Olympics off well enough for the good of our city without a stadium more than 60,000?
Yeah, John Coates reckons that the days the crazy big stadiums are gone. Mm-hmm. Heels, if you said to me what worries me, it's simply this. And Paddy, you know this. When you're a small city, the Olympics defines you forever. I mean, when I say Helsinki, what do you think? Olympics. Mm. When I say Atlanta, what do you think? Olympics. And that'll be Brisbane. That's our definition, our signature for the rest of, you know, for the next 50 years, because we're a small city. It's not the same as Paris and London. They've got 1,000 things going on over there. They're defined by so many different things. The Eiffel Tower, London, you know, Winston Churchill, you name it. But if you get it right, that reputation sparkles for decades. If you get it wrong, like Atlanta did, Pat, you know, you were there. It was a stuff up. You never quite get over it.
Yeah.
Atlanta still lives with the stigma. I think we can do it, and I don't mind this plan. I've got great confidence in Graham Quirk, the former Lord Mayor, who at the moment is nutting it out. He's a good, sensible guy, and I think that I get where they're going with this. And the trouble is, Heels, each plan has a few thorns on it. Nothing's perfect, is it?
And that happens in every host city, to be fair, Crash. But look, I spoke to Andrew Liveris over the Christmas break and did an interview with him. The two games that he sorted out were Barcelona in 92 and then London in 2012. Barcelona in particular, because at the time it was a tier 2 world city. He said, have a look at it now.
Yep.
Everyone that goes to Spain has to go to Barcelona. And he's right. Then with London, he said it's the way they did their infrastructure inside a massive global city. So they were the two points that he brought up. But you know, Barcelona put it on par with Brisbane. We are a tier two world city. There's no doubt about that. We would love to, you know, grow up and become a tier one world city and become, you know, highly attractive to tourists the minute they set foot in Australia. But I do agree with you with QE2, but I think, you know, maybe we've got to cop some pain to sort this out.
And we've got to get some content there. They've got to work hard at what content this new facility is going to attract.
Mm.
There needs to be world championships. There needs to be Commonwealth Games every time the athletics come to Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to, because it sat out there, and let's be honest, it was the ultimate white elephant, QE2, for all those years. The Broncos went there for a while, but, you know, I mean, it just didn't sort of do anything. And that can't happen again, you know. And I get it. I get why they've moved on for the Gabba, and cricket will cop its rough medicine. And it had – I'm looking at all the comments. I wrote a story overnight, and I saw the comments below it, and there's no affection for that renovation at the Gabba. And that saddens me, because I was really hoping this could change cricket and move up the Gabba to sort of past Perth and you know, up towards Adelaide, but it won't happen. So, okay, we move on.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like you. I would have loved to have seen the Gabba done up, but it looks like that is just straight out off the books now.
Have you ever heard any whispers about private ownership of a stadium, Crash, maybe out towards the airport?
No, I haven't, Hill, so I just don't think that'll be part of the equation. It sounds as if you have you?
No,
you heard that?
No, or? But you know, the old thing, like, you don't make big money out of sport unless you own your own stadium. So, yeah. But so is there a conglomeration of high net worth people that might be interested enough, not so much for the Olympics, but the next time we need to move the Gabba in 20 years' time, what are we earmarking? You know, that needs to be thought about now.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's interesting. It's funny, when I think of owning stadiums, I think of connections with India. I remember once, a random story, I was doing Matthew Hayden's book and I was in the IPL for a couple of weeks, and the Victorian officials, Sean Graff and those blokes, were there talking to Indian owners about sponsorship.
Yes.
And one of the owners, he was so wealthy, he said, "You play at the MCG, don't you?" And he said, yeah. He said, "Would it ever be for sale? I'd love to buy it."
Yes. Yeah. Now we're talking.
There's some, and I thought, that's the sort of guy you see owning Hoppy's car wash.
There's one from Pat. Here's one for your boys. Sell Doomben Racetrack, build a stadium there. Then it can become the home of Australian soccer after it's finished. The racing can upgrade Deegan into a city midweek. Yeah, you still need two. I don't know. You still need two Saturday tracks.
Yeah. And Pat, one thing I will say is, too, one thing I am cheering for, Albion Park Trots, I'm so hoping they can stay where they are and the plan for basketball can move to somewhere like Boondall, because the Trots look like being shunted down to Norwell near the Gold Coast, and I think it could really hurt the industry. And Ken Rutherford, who you had on your show about an hour ago, the boss of Albion Park, he's doing a good job, and I think if they stay at Albion Park and put housing on it like they do at Eagle Farm, it could regenerate the whole industry.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing, although the move to Norwell, very, very close to Yatla Pies, Crash. It's only a thought. Only a thought.
Well, there is that secret benefit. I'll give you that.
Hey, great to get your take. I mean, your stories today and the stories right through the Courier have evoked massive reaction. I think this is one, you know, maybe with the exception of the day after the grand final loss, this is one of our biggest reactions via Twitter and calls today. Look, most of them, a lot of them are pro not touching the Gabba or not spending the $2.7 billion at the Gabba.
Hey, Crash.
Yeah.
Have you got an affection for Herman's Hermits?
Herman's Hermits, yeah. Oh, what was that song? No milk today, my lover's gone away.
Murray has texted in with Albion Park changes and possible infrastructure. I heard a whisper 2 years ago. And, you know, he says, P.S. Crash, Herman's Hermits at Twin Town soon.
Oh, really? I'll be there. But just one last one, Pat, as someone who has been to so many Olympics, when you see this plan today, is it thumbs up, thumbs down, or thumbs in the middle? Like, you've seen it all, and just your gut feeling. I mean, I don't love parts of it, but I do think it's workable. What do you think?
Let me sit on the fence. I mean, I'm probably thumb sideways at the moment because the romantic in me would have loved to have seen the Gabba redeveloped and made into a genuine world-class stadium. But the realist in me, knowing that we just simply haven't got $2.7 billion, you've mentioned it. You know, we've got so many things going on. We've got youth crime. We've got housing crisis. You know, we've got cost of living crisis, et cetera. 2.7 was unpalatable to the bulk of Queensland citizens. So if we have to find another plan, I think this is about as good as it gets.
But it's still a little bit in the air because can Suncorp be done? And how disruptive is that going to be done?
Yeah. No, they'll get that done. They'll work on one side of it and they'll do it selectively.
Yeah.
And they'll have a reduced capacity, but it won't be the absolute bun fight that the Gabba would have been. Little things float through your mind, though. What about the Cross River Rail? That was sort of designed to have this great Gabba precinct. And part of it, I mean, that's billions and billions of dollars. And, Pat, when you said $2.7 billion, I keep reminding myself of this. $1 billion is $1,000 million.
Yeah.
And I just picture 1,000 bags of $1 million lining up. But that's how you've got to do it. And you think of how one of those bags would go if it's injected into youth crime and things like that, and we're all on edge after the stabbing of that poor beloved grandmother at Ipswich the other day. I can get that argument. You know, it's a fair point.
Crash, we could talk for ages, but look, it seems like that the power brokers have made their move. It's a decisive move, and we'll see how it unfolds and how palatable it is to the Queensland public in the next 48 hours or so. Mate, thank you. You're always so generous. We love having you on.
Thanks, Crasher.
No, pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys. All the best.